Shane, I'm delighted you could be here in particular because of some folks you want to talk about this early part of the program. Something I did not know was going on, but you're a big fan
of it. I mean, unlike what everyone thinks, we don't all sit home and fix computers and deal and viruses all day long.
And drink, you know, Mountain Dew and Cheetos.
Us IT guys, us geeky guys, we have our mecca, our homeland, which is Comic-Con.
That's right. And what better place to do it than in the Motor City?
That's right, over at Novi Center. It's all weekend. But right now, first, I'd like to bring in a guest of ours. He is a writer for Marvel. He's writ The Hulk. I believe he's done some Spider-Man. Mark Waid, are you there?
Hi.
How you doing, Mark?
Good. I'm having a great time at the show.
So how's it going for you at the show?
It's amazing. I mean, the crowds are huge, and they're all nice. Like, they're all pleasant. They're genuine fans of the material. They're not... You know, they're not just here to get autographs of people they don't know and don't care, and you know they're really interested in the people behind the TV shows, behind the movies, behind the comics. It's great.
That's neat. There's lots of great people there. I know. So some names I saw: William Shatner, and then I forget the name of the guy who is. It was a spinoff from Doctor Who.
John Barrowman. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
from Torchwood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You get there and you see, and a lot of people don't realize. I mean, you could be walking down, you know, and all of a sudden, Herschel from Walking Dead is walking next to you, and you wouldn't even know it. I mean,
no, literally, I got on the elevator last night back to my room, and I realized, oh, Herschel, I'm in the elevator with Herschel from Walking Dead. How are you?
But you know, not about everybody else. But you know, Mark, you've done a lot of comic book writing. Can you tell us maybe what is some of the stuff you've been involved in? And basically, I've always wanted to know how do you just put together a comic and sell it to Marvel, or do they come to you and commission it? How does it all work?
Basically what happens is, you know, you get a reputation as a writer these days, mostly by doing it on the web, by doing internet comics, because you can, it doesn't really cost you anything to print those. You know, all you're doing is, you know, investing your own sweat equity to do your own web comics. And then, you know, companies like Marvel and DC will find your work there. If it's good, they'll find it. They'll start talking to you about wanting to, you know, do you want to try doing a Spider-Man story? Do you want to try doing a Captain America story or something? And then from there, you know, you get to build a reputation for reliability and for quality. And then before you know it, you're getting regular assignments.
Mark, is this called graphic novels? Excuse me. Is that the term that's used, graphic novels?
Actually, yeah. I mean, we in the industry still call them comics.
Okay. You know, they're still called comics.
This graphic novel is awesome, but it sounds a little highfalutin.
I love it.
Now, Mark, do you do both the graphics part and the writing?
Actually, no. I thought about being an artist when I was a kid, but I just never had the patience for it. And I salute the guys who actually draw the comics and do the coloring and the layout stuff, because they're the ones who are doing the heavy lifting. With me, I'll spend like 3 or 4 days just sitting there thinking of ideas for Captain America or Spider-Man or Superman or whatever, and just letting my imagination run free. And then it's sort of like a jigsaw puzzle. You come up with an idea here, or an idea for a scene here, or a joke here, and the more of that stuff that comes to mind, you just sort of see how it all sort of connects together into a story.
Wow.
And then turn it into a script, and you send it off to the editor, and then the illustrator takes the script and turns it into artwork.
You know, I'm sure I could do this, except for one thing, the talent part would be the problem that I'd have with this.
There's the problem.
So I'm interested because if you were to do just a novel, right, you have full control over how the message comes across. But if you're writing a comic book, I mean, so much of it's visual. How do you work with whoever's doing the comic part of it?
But that's the beauty of it. It is a collaborative medium. I always say that it's my story until such time as I hand it to the artist, at which point it's our story. And then we have to work on it together. And if you're lucky and if you're working with somebody with talent, they'll bring ideas to it that you never even thought of. It's like it's like the difference between a screenwriter and a director. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, a screenwriter and a cinematographer. I mean, they'll take the basis of your story and add the visuals to it, and in a lot of sometimes they'll add ideas that you never even thought of make it more interesting to look at.
And there's so much more to writing comic books. I mean, there's the social aspect to it. You've got to look at, you know, I know you were involved in what was it, Gender Through Comics? That was a college course that people could take.
It was a comics course. It was taught by Christy Blanche, who was an instructor at Ball State, And she actually has another one going on now, but it was this massive open online course that was open to students across the world, and she had six continents worth of people taking this online course that was studying gender through comics. And now she's doing another one that's sort of social interactions and social issues through comics. Like,
Given some of the distorted pictures, particularly of the female bodies, I kind of wonder how this whole gender thing works out. But I want to just quickly, because we've only got like a minute left, how do you, you're writing now, but you have a whole history, like with Captain America, that you're following. How do you keep in touch with that history, but write something new?
A lot of research, right?
It helps to grow up loving the stuff. It helps to this is something that I wanted to do ever since I was a kid.
Wow.
And so I grew up loving these characters, and I studied them when I was a kid the same way that you'd study baseball statistics if you're a fan. I mean, you just know everything about the players. And so now, as an adult, I get a chance to sort of give back to those characters.
That's wonderful.
It's a joy.
You know, thank you, Mark, for joining us. Everyone can come out and see you tomorrow over at the Novi Center for the Comic-Con. You'll be there. Thanks again for joining us. And those that you don't know, you can visit Mark at his website at markwade.com.
Excellent. Mark, thanks so much for being with us. And folks, by the way, tomorrow, Shane is going to be there, and near the end of the program, we'll have something very special that he'll be doing out there.